Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological follow-up report on James Bearquiver, Jr., Bearquiver, Jr., address is 22835 Eva, E-V-A, Watt, W-A-T, Corning, I'm sorry, Eva Way, W-A-Y, Corning, California, 96021, phone 530-838-5077. ID is XXX XXX1175, date of birth 5/20/502/1942, 81-year-old, retired. Indian man. Insurance is Medicare. / United Healthcare AARP. The clinical indication is history of tiredness. It is addressed to Daniel M.C. CLOUGH, Rolling Hills Clinic, 706 Peach Family Medicine, Peach Street, Corning, California, 96021-3352, 530-690-2827, 978-416-8198, parenthesis fax in parenthesis. Clinical indication, difficulty with early memory and memory changes, subparagraph, mini mental status score 27/30. Dear Daniel McClough and professional colleagues, thank you for referring James Bearquiver for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. James present with a history of cognitive decline. With a nearly unremarkable medical history, new paragraph. He currently takes tramadol 50 milligrams in the morning, Lipitor 40 milligrams at night, lisinopril 20 milligrams at night, Lanataprost 0.05%, one drop in each eye at bedtime, with additional Celebrex and vitamins, previously on B12, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, and vitamin E, and a multiple vitamin. New paragraph, he gave a medical history of previous alcohol abuse, allergies, arthritis, asthma, head injury in August 22, 2022, cardiac syndrome, hypertension, 5 collapsed vertebras in the lumbar spine, currently on pain medicine, and a previous history of rheumatic fever. New paragraph. He has a surgical history of eye surgery on January 3rd, 2019, bilateral cataract surgery. He also has a history of a right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty on September 20th, 2021. The paragraph, he does not smoke, vape, or drink alcohol at this time. He is married, has completed 4 years of college with a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration. New paragraph. He is right-handed. He reports stress level is medium, as is his exercise level. He has not completed advanced directives. New paragraph. His family history reports that his mother and father are both deceased. A sister is living and healthy. New paragraph. His mother died from congestive heart failure at age 73. His father died from work-related blood poisoning at the age of 64. A brother, age 38, died of natural causes. One brother, age 66, died of cancer from smoking. One sister, age 62, died from a tumor with a history of blood disease. New paragraph. Family history was reported to be positive for arthritis in his mother and sister, but he did not indicate a positive family history for ALS, autoimmune disease, bleeding or clotting disorder, cerebral aneurysm, brain tumors, cancer, dementia, diabetes, epilepsy, heart disease, hypertension, kidney disease, mental health issues, migraine, headaches, multiple sclerosis, numbness in the hands and feet, Parkinson's disease, stroke, or thyroid disorder. New paragraph, neurological review of systems, general symptoms, none. Eyes, he reports dry eyes. Ears, nose and throat, he reports sinus problems. Respiratory, he reports cough. Cardiovascular, he reports no symptoms. Gastrointestinal, he reports no symptoms. Bladder and urinary, he reports no symptoms. Musculoskeletal, he has a history of arthritis, back and muscle pain. Skin, he reported no symptoms. Neurologic, he reported loss of balance and memory impairment. Psychological, he reported memory problems. Endocrine, he reported no symptoms. Hematologic, he reported no symptoms. Allergies, he reported seasonal allergies. Sleep, he reported no symptoms. New paragraph, he currently complains of difficulty getting up from a chair because of balance problems and weakness in his legs. He has difficulty with memory loss, such as forgetting why he goes from room to room, psychological problems with memory, and forgetfulness of words in conversation. New paragraph. Following his initial visit, I had him complete diagnostic testing for dementia and dementia-related risk factors. Subparagraph. The comprehensive evaluation was only positive for insufficiency to vitamin B3 and vitamin B5, disorders that could be associated with dementia and neuropathy. New paragraph. He completed the quality of life questionnaires from the NIH, reporting mild sleep disturbance, slight to mild chronic fatigue, minimally reduced symptoms of positive affect and well-being. Slight to mild symptoms of anxiety. No symptoms of depression. isolated symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol, such as rarely just having trouble controlling his temper and saying things without thinking. He reported slight symptoms of cognitive dysfunction, including difficulty in remembering object placement, remembering a list of errands, novel learning of new tasks, sometimes making simple mistakes, difficulty with words on the tip of his tongue, rarely any symptoms of having to reread items for recollection. Tracking activity, complex tasking, recollection of important tasks, recollection of novel information such as new phone numbers, recollection of goals, recollection of names, clarity of thinking, recollection of activity, difficulty with attention, and concentration. He reported little, if any, disability to participate in social roles and activities, such as keeping up with family responsibilities, completing all of his regular family activities, and doing things for his friends, completing all planned leisure activities, completing planned community activities, completing activities for entertainment, staying in touch with others, having to shorten his work periods, and limitations on completing his work. New paragraph. He reported a few items of dissatisfaction in social roles and activities, such as being bothered by his limitation to complete regular activities, disappointment in his abilities to meet the needs of his family members, disappointment in his ability to stay in touch with others, satisfaction with his ability to do things for others outside of the home, reduce feeling good about ability to do things for family members, and satisfaction with his ability to meet the needs of others, and happiness for what he does for his friends, reduce satisfaction with his ability to do leisure activities, somewhat satisfied with his ability to do all his community activities. Being bothered a little bit in the performance of his work. A new paragraph. He reported few, if any, symptoms of upper or lower extremity motor function, such as being able to pick up coins from a table, difficulty in buttoning his shirt, cut his toenails, pulling on a pullover shirt, taking off his pullover shirt. This is due to restrictions in movement from his previous right shoulder surgery. New paragraph. Similar symptoms were reported for being able to go down and step over curbs, able to push open a heavy door, get up off the floor after lying down on his back without assistance, a little difficulty standing up from an armless chair, standing up from a low, soft couch, going up and down a flight of stairs without a handrail, having to walk on a slippery surface outdoors, climbing stairs step over a step without a handrail, walking in a dark room without falling, but he reports no falls. New paragraph. He reports infrequent symptoms of stigmatization, such as being embarrassed by his physical limitations. New paragraph. At his first evaluation, he was scheduled for quantitative brain analysis, neuroquant studies, that are being requested to be completed at the Halo Imaging Center. New paragraph. His neurological examination demonstrates no features of inducible neuromuscular rigidity or stiffness to suggest Parkinsonism. No fascinating gait, and no tremor. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. James Bear. Quiver. Is an 85-year-old man who presents with early symptoms of cognitive impairment. This time would be considered to be slight to mild. New paragraph. He has essentially no features of clinical findings to suggest degenerative dementia without evidence of further testing, which are pending. New paragraph. In consideration of his performance and his presentation findings of nutritional insufficiency, I have given him a prescription, and he has started general vitamins for men over 50. New paragraph. I've provided additional prescriptions for supplemental niacinamide for vitamin B3 deficiency and supplemental pantothenic acid vitamin B5 for documented insufficiency. I've indicated to him that this may help improve his clinical symptoms and reduce any symptoms of pain that he experiences. New paragraph. He's scheduled for follow-up appointment reevaluation in 4 to 6 weeks with the rest of his testing for further recommendations and treatment as might be identified. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report that time.